has really, really ignored the process of, for the people and the voice of the people. And it's not a great start for his term. And I think his leadership is at question.
The mayor of Springfield casting the deciding vote to hire a new city manager and pay David Cameron a $350,000 salary. Ozarks First, Parker Padgett, live in Springfield tonight. Parker, city council was split right down the middle until that tie-breaking vote.
Yeah, in a last attempt to push this vote back, Councilman Craig Hosmer motioned to table the vote until at least June. Now, that failed 5-4 initially, with new mayor Jeff Schrock casting that tiebreaker vote. After concerns were heard, the vote continued, and again, 5-4 with Mayor Jeff Schrock breaking that tie. And I talked to residents who took issue with the faster-than-usual process for hiring David Cameron and heard from council members on both sides of this tally.
The council has circumvented the process of making this very, very important decision for the entire city.
Angela Pryor, a concerned resident, quickly left the Denny Wayne conference room after city council voted 5-4 to hire former Republic City Manager David Cameron for the open position.
We wanted them to restart the search process.
The initial vote could have been delayed, but a motion by Councilman Craig Hosmer to table the vote for later failed.
So the question I have today is, why are we rushing the process now?
New Mayor Jeff Schrock says the sped-up process was due to a timely manner.
I do not think there is enough time between the official vote and the start date. Therefore, I have deemed the vote to be time-sensitive.
Councilman Kelly Carroll voted yes, agreeing with Schrock.
And I do think it's the right choice, especially considering we would have had to push it to the end of the month with council members being absent for the next meeting. So I do think it was the right thing to move forward with this. We haven't had a city manager for 7 months. It's time to move forward.
Councilman Hosmer also took issue with the salary Cameron will bring home.
We also promised ourselves that $350,000 salary was going to attract someone from a big city that's dealt with the big city problems that the city of Springfield faces. Instead, we're going 6 miles away to a city that's one-tenth the size of the city of Springfield.
He's collaborative. He brings people to the table. He's solutions-oriented. He also holds himself and others accountable, and that's what I want in a city manager.
Our new mayor has really, really ignored the process of, for the people and the voice of the people, and it's not a great start for his term, and I think his leadership is at question.
Now, Cameron was not at the meeting today. We're told he had a previously scheduled mental health retreat, but he did issue a statement through the city saying that he is excited to work with city staff, community leaders, and residents in what he calls a new season of growth, challenge, and opportunity. Cameron's first day is July 7th. Reporting live in Springfield, Parker Padgett, Ozarks First.